Hello there, and you're very welcome to Poem of the Week. Hello, I'm Morgan O'Reilly, and once again, you're very welcome to Poem of the Week. The series is a collaboration between Near FM, local poets, and members of the community. Each week, we will be celebrating poetry, both new and old, Irish and international, and published and unpublished work, alongside a significant date in our calendar. This week's poem is X, written and read now by Andre Kapoor.
I will not look for you at parties or in Paris anymore. This is an exercise in self-control and gin. This is an exercise in playing games I know I'll never win. This is an exercise in learning how to take it on the chin. I see you've gotten rather thin, my friend. I hope you're keeping well.
X by Andre Kapoor, and I am delighted to be joined by the poet himself in studio, and he's sitting right across from me. Andre, thanks very much for coming into studio today.
Thanks for having me.
Andre, tell us a little bit about this poem, X.
Well, it's a funny poem because it's not actually specifically about a particular ex. It's more about a moment that I had when I took the poems on tour a while back, and I was in Paris, and it was the night before or the night after we had the show, and I was at a house party, and I saw just out the corner of my eyes, I saw a girl kind of turn around or whatever, and just for a second I thought it was an ex-girlfriend of mine, and I was like, in fucking Paris of all places, you know? And I had that moment where it was like, on the one hand, you have that like joy at seeing somebody that you haven't seen for a very long time and that you used to care about, and you have that moment of like, oh great, we get to kind of catch up and stuff. And at the same time, I had that moment of like, oh no, I have to like talk to the ex now. Well, of course, it wasn't actually her. I happened to be drinking gin at the time, and then I had all these kind of different moments come into my mind that I thought could be sort of distilled into a poem.
Yeah, and to be honest, I was looking for you to choose a poem for me to mark Valentine's Day, what we're marking this week on Poem of the Week, and I was delighted that you sent me this poem. It's a little more complex, a little more cynical, if you will, than a kind of classically sentimental love poem. Valentine's Day, although not a public holiday, is a cultural and increasingly commercial celebration held all around the world. St. Valentine himself was a 3rd century Roman saint, but apart from that, very little is known about the historical figure. The day wasn't associated with love until the 14th century during the days of Geoffrey Chaucer, when the tradition of courtly love flourished. And Dublin has a particularly special link with St. Valentine, as Whitefriars Street Carmelite Church is noted for having the relics of the saint, which were donated to the church in the 19th century by Pope Gregory the 16th. So thank you for that as well. Yeah,
not at all. Yeah, I mean, I think sentimentality can be a dangerous thing for a poet to get into. it's like quicksand, you know, once you start sinking.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Yeah, there is the kind of the classic spectrum of poetry, you know. Is it much easier to write about difficult subjects, challenging subjects, like kind of heartfelt subjects, rather than just write a happy poem, you know?
Well, I mean, for me, it's not really a matter of craft or work. I kind of just sit and wait, and then I try to keep the writer's eye open at all times, and then if something like that particular moment that inspired this poem hits me, I just kind of try to be the best channel that I can be for it. So I think the reason that I'm able to sometimes deal with things that, if I were to sit down and be like, right now I'm going to write a poem about this, I'd never get it out, and I'd probably write some utter drivel, you know, but because I kind of wait for something to actually happen, then I can approach these things that normally you might not be.
Yeah, so is that a common feature for your writing process, that you're, I don't want to say you're passive, but you're certainly waiting for inspiration to be struck.
Definitely. I almost don't feel like an author. Kind of feel more like a facilitator.
Okay, all right, yeah.
For the creative act itself to take place.
And then, sorry to cut across you, but that the old cliche that writing is 99% perspiration and 1% inspiration. how do you square that with your?
That's a good line. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think that maybe
does the perspiration come for you? I mean, when you're drafting it and redrafting it.
I think for me, most of perspiration comes when I'm performing it. But I think that the drafts are usually random lines in notebooks or scraps of paper. Okay, I mean, I work on notebooks now, but I was looking through the stuff that I was writing when I was much younger, you know, 15, 18, and yeah, it was mainly kind of scraps of paper. And then you find that there's these sentences here and there that you can kind of mesh together, and all of a sudden they start taking shape. So I jot down little bits of stuff, and then I wait for, it's like you're waiting for the edges of the pieces of the puzzle to become more clear to you, and then you can put them together.
Anybody who searches Andre Kapoor in Google, they might find your website. They might see that you're a multidisciplinary creative.
They might find all sorts of things.
Yeah, we won't go down that rabbit hole. But yeah, back to your multidisciplinary creative. What exactly does that mean for our listeners?
Well, I've been, when I was much younger, aside from just writing, I also I was illustrating. My dream job when I was like, you know, 10, 11 years old was to be a comic book illustrator. Sure. And I've always been painting, and then started taking photos and like making little films and stuff like that. And I actually, I graduated in visual communications, a fancy name for graphic design.
Okay.
And that still takes up a worrying amount of my time. but so like I would work in a place between a couple of different facets of the kind of arts and cultural sector.
Mm-hmm. And those are poetry?
Poetry, events, like organizing events at festivals and stuff like that, doing things that are tangentially linked to design, like photography, illustration, right, that sort of stuff. And I mean, you know, I still do websites and logos when I'm called on or when I have to pay the bills.
Of course. Yeah, and I was interested really in kind of the different strengths and weaknesses or what you felt were the best avenues through each art form to express what you want to express. Like, for example, the nature of poetry. I mean, you're using words, so is narrative easier in poetry, or and is imagery easier in photography, and so on?
I think there's so much crossover that you can see narrative or you can see imagery. So, for example, I had a photography exhibition early last year, and there was a lot of kind of abstract work in it, some black and white, some nudes, that kind of stuff. But there's, I think even within that kind of stuff, you can see a narrative, you know, from one piece to the next, if there's movement, if there's development, and vice versa with imagery in poetry, where, what is a poem essentially, but a collection of images that are kind of clumsily patched together with words. So I think, I mean, I hope that the different facets of what I do have a tendency to inform each other and sort of cross-pollinate.
Yeah, that's a nice idea, cross-pollination, absolutely. Okay, and an interesting one here, even though we are Poem of the Week and we generally like to have one poem as our Poem of the Week, you requested the bookend this little episode with and finish with a nice Bukowski piece. Charles Bukowski, most people would probably know him as a novelist. I certainly would. I wouldn't be too familiar with his poetry, but you're going to read one of his poems for us, Andre, just to finish us off. You might introduce this poem for us as well.
Yeah, the poem is called Oh Yes, although, I mean, it's really just the first line of the poem. I don't think he was too fussed about the title, Bukowski line. But it's, in a way, I thought that what you said about the poem that I read having a kind of healthy dose of cynicism in it.
Yeah.
And the minute you said Valentine's Day, at first, the first person that popped into my head was Bukowski, just because I knew I didn't want to go down the sentimental route. And and I think Bukowski had some wonderful things to say about love and longing. And I think like the role of the poet is to kind of interrogate these these spaces of emotion in a kind of almost like an explorer, you know, and then come back and try to report on it. And I think this particular poem, although to most people who read it might seem very depressing and grim, for me it's actually kind of uplifting, because he's giving you a warning. He's saying, I've gone down this road, I've chartered this territory, and this is what I'm here to tell you. You know, here be dragons, sort of thing. So I think in a way it's like the poet has gone and sacrificed his entire life just to be able to tell the rest of us, like, don't go making these same mistakes. And in that kind of way, I think it's sort of uplifting, because the poet becomes the hero.
Absolutely, yeah.
And we can learn something from that.
Before you read, Andre, just let me say thank you very much for coming into the studio today. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Likewise. Oh yes, there are worse things than being alone. But it often takes decades to realize this. And most often, when you do, it's too late. And there is nothing worse than too late.
Born in the city of Sarajevo, Andre Kapoor moved to Ireland at 12 years of age. He is a writer, artist and performer. He runs the LOQ Ensemble and Showcase, as well as the Dublin branch of the Poetry Brothel. Kapoor is currently artist-in-residence at La Cathedral Studios, an independently led art studio in Dublin. That's it from us for this week. A big thank you to this week's contributor, our production team and everyone at Near FM, and also to Paula Meehan for her advice and support on this series. Join us next time for Poem of the Week. Good luck and God bless.
Nearcast.
Nearcast, your community podcast network. Listen to podcasts about society, people, poetry, board games and many other topics. Subscribe to a programme today. Learn more at nearcast.ie and find out how you can get involved.